Welcome back. This is Shlomo Schwartz. We are learning Masechta Makos. We are up to Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Mishnah continues with examples of murdering someone b'shogeg and cases where the person would get would qualify to go into Golus. Mishnah says, Hazorek Evan l'Rishus HaRabim. If somebody throws a stone into a public thoroughfare, so he's obviously expects that there are people there, Baharag, and somebody was killed, Areza Gola, he goes into Golos. And this was a chiddush because it would seem that this is very negligent. What did he expect in a public thoroughfare? Of course, there are people there. It's more like a Karov Lamezit. So why would he qualify for Golos? So the Bar Tanura explains that in this particular case, we're talking about an area where he says ba'ashbe ha'asuya b'shus harabim l'hafnas ba'balayla, we're talking about where they would remove garbage. People would go and throw out their garbage at night, and it's not a place where we expect people, too many people, to be in that area at that time. And so therefore, it's less of a mezid and it's more of a shogeg, and that's why it's gola. But in a chanami, if we're talking about a situation where it's daylight and it's clear that there are people there and he just threw a stone into the Pshus HaRabim, he would not qualify to go into Golas. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, if after the instant that the stone left his hand, the person threw the stone, and once it left his hand, hotzi halaz rosho, somebody happened to stick his head into the place where the stone was coming, in the direction of the stone, v'kibla, and it hit him, hareza potter. In this case, he would be potter. The reason being is because there's a gzeris hakosav, we learn out from the pasuk, it says, by the case of shogeg, umatzo esrayehu, and it found the stone, or whatever it was, that was mazik, found its destination, as opposed to, the Bar Tanura says, prat lamamtzias atzmo, in this case where the person actually put himself into the position where he was in harm's way. So that would be potter. Zorik esoeven lechatzero, a case where somebody throws a stone into his neighbor's yard. Vaharag, and it killed somebody. Chas v'sholom, b'shogeg. Im yesh reshus lenizik, likonis l'sham. If the neighbor that threw the stone has a right to enter, he has permission to enter his neighbor's yard, gola, then of course it was done b'shogeg, in that case he would be able to go into golus, he would qualify. V'im lav, if he does not have permission, there's a sign that says private property, no trespassing, and he's not allowed to go in there, in a gola, he would not qualify to go into golus. And here we learn it out from a pasuk, because shenemar, it says, v'ashayova esrayeyu bayar, a person will come into contact with his neighbor in a forest. Mahayar reshus lanizik v'lamazik. We learn out from the fact that the Torah gives an example of a forest, just like the yar is a reshus that is available for both the nizik, the one who was damaged, lamazik, and the one who did the damage, the konish sham, to have access to and enter. Yotza chatzar balabayis. It excludes, however, a reshus where it is private property, she'ein reshus lanizik, with the v'lamazik, where you don't have reshus for both the nizik and the mazik, likonis l'sham. So if your neighbor lets you come in and you have access, so it's like the case of the ya'ar, so then golus would apply. If not, golus would not apply. Abishol tells us an interesting halacha, and he says, macha tovas eitzim reshus. The Torah giving the example of shogeg, getting golus, being chayv golus, the example given was chopping wood. Chopping wood is a reshus. It's something that a person can choose to do or not to do. It's not an obligation. It's not a mitzvah. Yotza ha'av, it would be excluding a case of a father, hamakes b'no, who hits his son, v'harav, or a rebbe, harodes talmidei, who is trying to discipline his student, u'shliach bezdin, and a shliach bezdin. And the Bar Tanura explains that in all these cases, if the father is doing it to be mechanech his child, and the Rebbe is doing it in order so that the student should excel at his studies or focus on his studies. And the Shliach Bezdin is doing it because, let's say, he was carrying out Malkus and the person died as a result of the Malkus. Or another example that is brought down is they estimated incorrectly. They thought that the person could only get instead of 39, he wasn't physically able to, and he should only get 25. And the one that gave Malkus gave more than 25 by mistake. So in all these cases, the individuals, the father, the Rebbe, and the Shliach Bezdin, were doing a Dvar Mitzvah. Since they were doing a Dvar Mitzvah, they're not chayiv to go into Golus. The next Mishnah Gimel, talks about a case similar with the father and the son, except in this case, the father was not carrying out a Dvar Mitzvah. It was not, he hit his son, not in order to discipline him. It was out of anger. It was out of whatever other reason, but it was not l'dvar mitzvah. It was not for chinuch reasons. So the Mishnah says, Mishnah Gimel, Ha'av gola al yedei haben. A father, if chas v'sholom, by mistake, did something, and his son was killed as a result, b'shogeg, then he would go into golos. V'haben, and vice versa, if the son, chas v'sholom, killed his father by mistake, gola al yedei ha'av, he would go into golos as a result of killing his father b'shogeg. Hakol golin al yedei Yisrael, all would go into golos upon killing a ben Yisrael. What does it mean by hakol? So the Bar Tanura explains, even an eved or a kusi, if they kill a Jewish person, they would also be chayav golos. Yisrael golin al yedehen, and if a Jew would kill either an eved or a kusi, he would also be chayav in golos. Except chutz, we said hakol. Hakol is coming to include, as we mentioned, an eved and a kusi, but it's coming to exclude chutz mi al yedei ger toshav. That if a ger toshav killed a ben Yisrael, then he would not go into golos, and he would be killed. And a ger toshav is defined as a non-Jew that was not megayer, did not convert, but he was mekabel upon himself the sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach. He was mekabel upon himself the seven Noahide laws. So if such a person kills a Jew, then he would not get golos, but he would get the death penalty. Chutz ma'adei yed ger toshav. However, the case of golos does apply to a ger toshav in the following instance. It says, ger toshav, ein gola, ella al yedei ger toshav. If one ger toshav killed another ger toshav, then he would go into golos. Then the Mishnah says, halacha having to do with a blind person. Hasuma, a blind person, ein gola, does not go into golos, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. The reason being, because it says in the pasuk, belo ra'os, without seeing. It's mashma that normally the person that did the act b'shogeg could see, but in this particular case, he did not see. That's how Rabbi Yehuda interprets it. So therefore, a blind person who cannot see doesn't fall into the parasha of golos. Rabbi Meir says, no, gola, he does go into golos. It does apply to him. And he learns it out because it says in the pasuk, asher yakes re'ehu b'liv da'as, and he learns out that there is a miut achar miut. There's a one miut after another. And if there's a miut achar miut, it's coming to include something. He therefore learns, it says b'bli das, it says b'bli ra'os, it's coming to include the case of the summa. So they argue whether a summa is in the parsha at all of being chayav golos or not, if he kills by mistake. Hasone, next case. Somebody who is considered an enemy, somebody who hates another person. In a gola, if he killed this person b'shogeg, he doesn't go into golos because we suspect that it was really b'mezid. And even though it might look b'shogeg, that it was really b'mezid. What's considered a sone? So the Bartanura says if somebody did not speak to his neighbor for 3 days or more because of animosity and hatred that he had towards him, 3 days, that's considered a sone. So if such a person is killed b'shogeg, then the person that killed him does not go into golos. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says, Hasone Neherek, that not only doesn't go into Golos, but he has actually killed, because we believe that it was done by Mezit. Mipneshu Kamuot, he's like Kamuot, he's like somebody who knew what he was doing and was warned and did it anyway. Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon says, well, you have to judge the facts and circumstances. Yesh Sona Gola, Yesh Sona Sheina Gola. There could be a Sona that would get Golos, and there could be a Sona that doesn't get Golos. You really have to look at the facts and circumstances. Zehaklal, this is the rule. Kol Shehu Yochel Omer, if you could look at the facts and circumstances and say, Ladas Horag, that doesn't look like it was a mistake, it looked like it was intentional. In a gola, then he would not get golos. But v'shalola das horag, if it looks like it was a mistake, then hareiz a gola, then he would get golos. Lahalocha, we do not paskin like either of these tanaim, not Reb Meir, that they go into golos. I'm sorry, that the sonar does not go into golos. And not like Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, that he's killed as a mu'ed, and not like a Shimon that says you judge the circumstances. What we do lahalach is the sone is not killed, and he also does not go into golos because it's a chazaka that he's a karav lemezit. With this, we end Mishnah Gimel and look forward to continuing next time with Mishnah Dalet. Thank you.